to go whatever the opposite of undefeated is.
Unwinning. Defeated?
Defeated, yes. Let's go defeated. All right. Mark, anything else?
That's it.
All right, I got nothing on Tampa, sorry. I don't talk about Tampa in the same breath I do other actual NFL teams, except for Oakland. Mike.
What's up, guys?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, I got an idea on your Pro Bowl deal. Instead of having to play a game, have them do that wipeout or something.
That would be hilarious.
Big punching bags, get one of those 300-pound linemen off into the water.
I don't know about you, Mike. I would much rather see them do a number of things. I would be fine with a skills challenge. When's the last time since Darryl Green played, we've not had an official fastest man in the NFL.
It's been since about 10 years almost.
At least, oh, yeah. If not more. And by the way, there are a lot of fast guys in the NFL. I'd much rather watch them run 40s and see who the fastest guy is now. I'd much rather see some sort of weightlifting competition, a quarterback accuracy passing competition. I'd rather see them play Tiddlywinks, Sorry, Boggle, any other game you want to come up with, Monopoly, whatever, playing for charity, that's fine. They could do poker. They could play blackjack. I mean, seriously, they can build a pyramid. I don't care what they do. Anything they come up with, it's better than playing this game that they don't want to play.
It'd be more fun to watch them play golf. Can you imagine some of those
better
big guys?
I'd much rather. You know what? It could be a five-day extravaganza of silly stuff like poker, skills competition, golf, bowling.
Oh, bowling would be great.
Competition. That'd be great.
Ping pong.
Ping pong.
Who doesn't love some ping pong?
Because it's sad to see those guys trying to hustle to get to the sidelines versus out in the field where they used to be.
Right, exactly.
I think the Pro Bowl is a place where, look, you've had a great season. You fought 16 weeks. You went through 2 days in training camp. We're not going to make you play another game. Just sit down, relax, enjoy Hawaii.
Yes, I would rather see which NFL player can do the most cartwheels in succession than watch them play in that game.
Beer pong. There you go.
Beer pong would be great. I think that
Bud Light, official sponsor of the NFL, by the way.
Thank you, Peyton Manning. I appreciate that.
All right, y'all have a good one. I just wanted to call and agree with you, man.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
Later.
That doesn't happen near enough.
That's got to feel good for you, and someone agreeing with you, Justin.
First time ever.
What's weighing on my mind is how soon I can get a Bud Light in my mouth after this win. That is really priority number one.
Bold move. Saying that in Coors Country, that's a bold move.
Yep.
But you know, he's Peyton Manning. He can get away with that.
He can do whatever he wants.
Yeah, he can.
Coming up a little bit later, we have not done a What the Hell segment in 2014, and we've got some doozies for you today that I cannot wait
segment.
To get into. There are some strange things going on. Matty T, I expect you to be the voice of reason in this world, and I got a few people that you need to have a word with because there are a lot of people doing crazy things in this world. Speaking of crazy people, how about Aaron Hernandez? Apparently this weekend, I mean, jail is really no fun place to be, it turns out.
So I've heard.
Not allowed to watch New England's playoff victory.
And not only that, but other inmates were allowed to watch at least an hour of it, but they said no to him.
Apparently you get 2 hours of TV time, and the rest of it you've got to watch, quote-unquote, self-help tapes and self-help documentaries. Now, my question is, who is producing Why It's a Bad Idea to Kill People documentaries?
Not sure. Maybe that's it's one of those new documentaries, one of those indie ones.
Honestly, I mean, do they make him stand in his cell and do they have a chalkboard in there and say, I will not kill anyone again. I will not kill anyone again 5,000 times?
You know, that might be better than what they're putting him through. I mean, from what I've read, he gets three one-hour sessions outside alone and no weight equipment to work out with. The warden said, no, he can do push-ups and sit-ups.
For an hour, three times a day, he's allowed a 12-by-8-foot pen in which he can do push-ups and sit-ups and try to stay in shape the best way he can. Because, yep, you know what? He's got that career to think about.
Oh, yeah. And just a year ago, he was helping the Broncos reach the AFC Championship.
6 catches, 85 yards in a playoff victory against the Texans last year. This year, couldn't even watch the game on TV. How far he has fallen.
Incredible.
How far he has fallen.
And more evidence coming out now against him in another case you talked about the other
day.
Yes.
Why it's Aaron, get back in your cell and watch your documentary. Which one? Why It's a Terrible Idea to Murder People.
It's a new one. They made just for him.
Why killing your buddies in late night joyrides is a terrible idea. Have you seen the new one that came out today?
What's it called?
Why murdering people is not socially acceptable.
That won an award.
Yeah. There's another one called Destroying Evidence. A bad idea. Aaron, get back in your cell and watch all of those immediately.
I just don't know what kind of world you live in that you think, I can just get away with it. I'm Aaron Hernandez. No clue.
There's another one he needs to watch. It's called, If You're Going to Kill Somebody, Make Sure They Don't Send Any Texts Incriminating You Before You Kill Them. That's a short one. It only lasts 15 minutes. If you have a questionable attention span, it'll be plenty for you. Come on, Aaron Hernandez. Sorry, you can't watch the game, big guy. Now get back on those documentaries. They're going to help you become a really excellent contributing member of society once you get out of here. Oh, wait, you're never getting out? Oh, yeah, you killed three people after all. I mean, that's an issue.
Can't do it.
If it turns out that he killed this guy, what was his name, Odin Lloyd?
Yes.
And then he actually killed the other two people that he's apparently implicated in now, do they let him serve those murder convictions concurrently, or do they have to serve them consecutively? And does it matter? Because if you put a life run with a life sentence versus life and then another life...
That's what always confused me about, oh, he got double life. Double?
It's unfair.
It means if he dies and comes back.
And here's the other thing.
He got to go back to the penitentiary.
Who's to decide what life is? I mean, is it the average life? I mean, the average American male is, what, 74 years? As long as he's not friends with, you know, Aaron Hernandez, because then your average life may be about 28. The point is, it's not fair. My thing is, what if something crazy happens? What if he goes on Methuselah and lives 500 years? Do they let him out after, like, 250? Do they let him out after 150, 180?
You know, with...
I mean, you shouldn't have to stay in jail for 500 years if you happen to live that long.
With his high-level income and modern technology, ain't no reason that he couldn't live to be, you know, 150, 200.